SBS Radio.
বাংলাদেশি বংশোদ্ভূত মেলবোর্নের স্কুলছাত্র সামিউল হক নিলয় সম্প্রতি যুক্তরাষ্ট্রের আউলিয়াপিয়া সংগঠনের উদ্যোগে পরিচালিত সায়েন্স অ্যান্ড টেকনোলজি ইন্টেলেকচুয়াল কম্পিটিশনে অংশগ্রহণের সুযোগ পেয়েছে। সামিউলের স্কুলের অর্থায়নে এই কর্মসূচির অংশ হিসেবে তারা হার্ভার্ড ইউনিভার্সিটি, MIT ক্যাম্পাসসহ আরও বেশ কিছু জায়গা সফর করেছে। SBS বাংলাকে সামিউল জানাচ্ছে এই প্রতিযোগিতা এবং যুক্তরাষ্ট্র ভ্রমণ নিয়ে তার অভিজ্ঞতার কথা। সামিউল হক নিলয়, SBS বাংলায় তোমাকে স্বাগত। তুমি রিসেন্টলি স্টেটসে গিয়েছিলে সায়েন্স অ্যান্ড টেকনোলজি ইন্টেলেকচুয়াল কম্পিটিশনে পার্টিসিপেট করতে। তুমি কি SBS বাংলার অডিয়েন্সদেরকে বলবে এটা কেমন কম্পিটিশন ছিল এবং কিভাবে এই কম্পিটিশনে পার্টিসিপেট করার চান্স পেলে?
The program I attended is called Aulipia, which is an intellectuals challenge that is held every year at either Cambridge or Harvard University. In this program, we are to compete against other schools from other countries and participate in 5 challenges: the knowledge challenge, pen down challenge, debating challenge, impromptu challenge, and team spirit challenge. The knowledge challenge is a set of multiple choice questions that are based on movies we were supposed to watch, books we are supposed to read, and other articles and videos. The pen down challenge is where in a team there are 3 writing topics and each team member is supposed to write an essay based on a different topic. The speechcraft or debating challenge is where we debate against a team on a certain topic where one of us is either the affirmative team or the negative team. We are judged according to our content, delivery and language. The impromptu challenge is where each team member is given a topic and within 30 to 60 seconds they're supposed to produce a meaningful speech. Once again, we're judged according to content, delivery, and language. The team spirit challenge is where teams work together and try to find the correct answer to multiple choice questions that are put up on an interactive screen. Questions are based on various topics such as science and technology, literature and culture, business and economics, social sciences, and common ground. My topic was based on science and technology and common ground. The selection process begins with an online test. From that online test, your score determines if you're eligible in the global competition. From our school, the top 3 were selected to attend the global competition. And those 3 students, we formed a team, represented Melbourne and our school.
All of them were from the same school or different school?
We came from the same school.
Okay. So how many team participated from Australia?
There were only 2 teams. One team from Melbourne and another team from Sydney.
How do you feel about this competition?
We had a theme based on this intellectuals challenge.
Okay.
That theme was creativity behind the borders. The challenges from this competition was based on improving our creativity. Mm-hmm. We were given articles to read where most of it was about creativity and how we can implement it in our lives. Because I was doing science and technology, I was reading articles, watching movies and videos related to the topic of creativity.
Okay.
And how it is connected to science. From this experience, I felt I understood the science of technology, how to increase my creative thinking and think beyond a certain idea.
Okay.
I felt all the challenges I competed in required creativity. It was all about finding the most suitable answer instead of the correct one, as the questions and answers were worded in a way that there are many correct answers instead of one, the knowledge challenge. It was also about reasons to why we should support or go against a certain topic in the debating challenge, or go against a certain and discuss an open topic where there are multiple things we can say about it and say our opinion from that certain topic in the impromptu speech. Because all the challenges required creative thinking, I was able to think more openly about something after the competition. Because I was doing science and technology, I was reading articles, watching movies and videos related to the topic of creativity and how it is connected to science.
Okay.
From this experience, I felt I understood the science of creativity, how to increase my creative thinking and think beyond a certain idea. I felt all the challenges I competed in required creative thinking. It was all about finding the most suitable answer instead of the correct answer, as the questions and answers were worded in a way that there are many correct answers instead of one in the knowledge challenge. It was also about finding reasons to why we should support or go against a certain topic in the debating challenge, and discuss an open topic where there are multiple things we can say about it and say our opinion from that certain topic in the impromptu speech. Because all the challenges required creative thinking, I was able to think more openly about something after participating in the competition.
What message do you have for the young students from Bangladesh community?
I would encourage young students to take any opportunity they have to, where they're able to gain experiences and able to learn, to take any opportunity that they are presented with, where they're able to learn and have a learning experience from. Like that could, it could be based on anything, but that where they can feel they can become a better person.
How will you be benefited from this competition?
I benefited from this competition because it allowed me to build connections with students my age from other countries, examine my current strengths and what I could work on in the future, as well as what I could implement in my studies I have learnt and the experience I have gained from this program.
Thank you, Samuel Hoknilay, for your time.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.